Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Fighters, today I want to talk about sales and just get your head right around some things here. And the reason for this is one of the biggest deficiencies that we see here in the contractor fight. And let me say this, I understand there are many demands in business, okay? A lot of hats that you have to wear, especially if you're a smaller company. But what I want to share with you today is really one of the things that I've personally done. I've embraced this mindset and some of these things I'm going to share with you here today, as well as most successful, and I'm talking ultra successful contractors that I know. And so we're going to dig into that here a little bit about how to be more successful in sales. But before I do that, I want to give you a couple, just two quick stats here that are pretty cool. And there's all these fancy organizations out there that do tons and tons of sales research and statistics and things like that. And that's where I pulled it from, a few different sources. So, and the first is this, regular sales training, okay? Just sales training that you get, you know, brings on an average return on your investment of about 353%, okay? So what that means, if you just kind of tweak the math on it, is for every dollar you spend on sales training, you're going to produce an additional $4.50. So if you spend $5,000, right? Just say $5,000 on sales training, you know, you can expect an average ROA. So the way we teach it, guys, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to toot our own horn here. We're well above the average here, you know, but you can expect a minimum of $22,000, $23,000, $25,000 in additional sales that you above and beyond what you normally would have had and all that. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. And we have so many members that are blowing past that, but that's the average in the sales world. And I don't know about you, but anytime I could put a dollar into something and get $4 or $5 back, that's a fucking win, right? You know, so if you invest $10,000, you know, you're going to bring back about $45,000, right? So anyway, and that's good business. I don't care what you're doing. Here's another stat for you. Those who take part in regular sales coaching, right, see an increase in close rates by an average of 29%. All right. So just think about what that would do for your bottom line. And what I want to get in here today, and I just want to give you a couple of those stats. One of the biggest mistakes that I see contractors continue to make over and over and over is y'all just don't take sales seriously. And I'll give you a couple examples of that in a minute. And right now, at the time of this recording, you know, we've entered into a recession. We've had, you know, 2 quarters of negative growth. And by all definitions of the past 5,000 years, I'm kidding, but past several decades, that's a recession, regardless of what the people on TV are telling you. All right. And how they're trying to spin this shit. So I want you to imagine with me. Well, let me finish that thought. So I was talking about we're entering a recession. And so now it's more important than ever. Now more than ever, it's time to be more than an order taker. Okay. And so let me dig into this here. So I want you to imagine that you're on trial. You're in the courtroom. You're up on the stand. You've been accused of being a sales professional. All right. Bear with me here. I know this is cheesy. All right. But you're on the stand and you've chosen to defend yourself. And your job is to present evidence that proves you actually are a sales professional. Okay. If you're found guilty in this case, that's a good thing, right? Would you be able to make the case? And so there's a few key attributes that make the case for whether somebody or not is a true sales professional. And I want to dig into those, and then you could be the judge of how well you do in our little fake, lame-ass, cheesy trial here, okay? First thing, you guys, is a true sales professional has clear sales goals, okay? Most contractors that we interact with do not have clear sales goals for themselves or their teams. And they say things like, I just try and sell as much as I can. Or I work in the field, so I really just try to keep busy. Or I just try to sell as much so I can keep the crew busy. And I guess, you know, I asked another similar question, like, how do you know you're a good salesperson? And people were like, Well, my company stays busy. You know, I keep the guys busy. Guys, those are lame answers. Okay. You're just tapping out. Okay. I'm sorry, but you're phoning it in. And that is not what a true sales professional does. Okay. A goal is specific, among other things, right? I'm not going to go into all the things with the goal, but it's like, did we do it or not? If my goal is to lose 5 pounds, okay, I either did it or I didn't do it. Okay. So that's one of the indicators. If you have a real goal, you could point to the thing and go, like, if you said, I just want our sales to be better. Okay. Well, no shit. You want them to be better, but it's not a goal. So your job is to know the exact numbers that you need to hit on a daily basis in order to bring in enough revenue first to break even. Okay. So you don't go negative, and also to have a profit, bring enough revenue and profit into the business to not just survive, but to really build your war chest, build your financial fortress. And if you can't answer basic questions about what you need to sell, how many leads you need, how many projects you need to sell, you are not a sales pro. Okay. Second indicator here, or attribute, whatever you want to call it, is they identify as a sales professional. Okay. Now, this is one of those things here that, you know, in our day and age now, you can identify as a freaking walrus and, you know, everyone plays along with it. All right. Guys, you don't get to do that in the sales world. You're either a fucking sales pro or you're not. And you could call yourself one all day, but, you know, anyway, you get the point here. I don't want to go too off the rails here. Listen, you're not a carpenter. You're not a painter or whatever trade you do. If you don't see and embrace your number one role in your company as a salesperson, you are nothing more than an order taker waiting for things to happen. All right. And this is one of the biggest things. This is probably, if I could narrow this whole point of this show today to you, it would be you have to start seeing yourself as a sales pro, not as fill in the blank, whatever trade you do. All right. The minute you started a business, okay, you surrendered the right to call yourself a carpenter, painter, plumber, whatever it is. Now, that might be the thing you do to generate money. And I understand many of you have to work in the field and you still wear that hat. But when you guys, we start a business for one of two reasons, or two reasons. One, and I've talked about this recently, one is to meet a need, and two is to make a shit ton of money. And you can't keep meeting needs for the long term and stay in business and build the life you want if you don't make money. All right. And a lot of you guys are struggling right now because you are viewing this whole sales thing as like, oh, I'm just going to wait for my phone to ring. I'm just going to fucking pay Google and all this other shit and just wait and wait and wait. Well, then you're an order taker. That's all you are. I'm going to speak more to that in a minute here. All right. Third attribute, I think we're on number three, that I want to talk about is a true sales professional. Their calendar is full of sales activities every day. Sales is the result of the right activities being done consistently every day. True sales professionals meet new people, they hand out cards, prospect for new business, build their own pipeline, and spend time every day planting and watering seeds. They hunt, okay? They search out opportunities and take massive action every day. And I've always called these, for the past 20 years, I call these my bacon-making activities, right? We got to make the bacon, baby. So if you're simply relying on your ads and SEO to generate leads and sales, which is important, I'm all for that, okay? But if you're simply relying on that to generate leads and sales, you're missing out on millions more in revenue. A sales pro is continually adding to their own Rolodex or database. For some of you younger guys who don't know what a Rolodex is, all right? In the home improvement industry, and this is a Tom rule of thumb, okay? And I guarantee you line up 100 other fuckers right now, and maybe one more will agree with me. But this is just my rule of thumb. It served me extremely well, and it serves the people in the contractor fight sales programs and stuff extremely well because we're making millionaires every few months, all right? In the home improvement industry, I personally expect 70% or more of your leads to come from your bacon-making activities, not from Google. Okay. Now, if you have 100 leads a month right now and 80 of them are from Google, okay, that's great, but you're still leaving money on the table because you're blowing off the bacon making activities. Okay. Ads and all that traditional, you know, sources of sales, you know, they should make up the difference, the other 30%. That's just, and the reason why is this. Okay. I personally like to know that I am in control of the things I have control over each and every day. Okay. And if I stop paying Google they stop putting my shit in front of people, right? If you stop the direct mail campaign, they stop sending the cards. And the reason I'm so hard on these bacon-making activities, my friends, is this is you being Michael Jordan, basically. You're going, give me the fucking ball, I'm going to put it in the hoop. A lot of people don't know this. We just recently, I'll just use a contractor fight, just recently started running ads, maybe a year ago, okay? And we're a multi-million dollar coaching company. And, you know, up until about a year ago, every dollar of revenue that came into this thing was the result of bacon making activities. Now, for me, it's like this podcast and it's the YouTube channel and it's prospecting and doing UITs, which are a strategy that we use to connect with people and this and that. It was a lot of heavy lifting. And I understand, I also want to share this because a lot of people are like, well, you know, businesses are different seasons. I totally get that. Maybe you're a $5 million business right now and you're not actively doing things each and every day as a salesperson. And that's totally cool, but you still need to see yourself as a salesperson and the champion of sales in your business and expect your team to implement bacon-making activities every day. You don't just look at a sales goal every day and go, that's my goal, and then wait for the phone to ring, all right? Like I said, sales come from the right activities being done consistently every single day over time. And that compound effect is what, and I go back to the Great Recession of 2008 and 9. Okay. Because I was so strong in my bacon making activities, even though our revenue took a big hit in our business and it was a struggle, we were still able to survive and be profitable through that because of all the relationships and all the seeds I had planted for many years prior to that. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. So, you know, your calendar's got to be full of these sales activities daily. I just did a call the other day in our battleground group where I shared, you know, hey, what my day would look like if I was like a one-man show and I still had to work in the field and how I would work this in. And it was super helpful to people. So you got to ask yourself, am I just an order taker, right? Waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for Google to do its thing and all the ads, or am I a true sales pro?
If you're a window installer, you deserve a simple choice. Anderson 400 series windows. They're the windows contractors trust the most based on a 2022 survey of U.S. contractors, probably because they have fewer callbacks and extra peace of mind. And thanks to shortened lead times, they're available faster. At the Contractor Fight, we like to highlight companies and products who have a track record of delivering high quality and service to contractors, like Anderson 400 series windows. Request a quote today at AndersonWindows.com.
Next one I want to talk about, I think this is the last one, is a true sales pro trains consistently. All right. A sales pro practices. He or she knows that sales is a skill that can be developed just like playing golf, learning guitar, whatever. And the true pro understands that their sales skills are also perishable, meaning they spoil without consistent practice, role plays, mentoring, debriefing the sales calls, seeing where you went right, where you went wrong, all that stuff, okay? Brad Lee was quoted, I'm probably going to butcher the quote, but he says, training is not something you did, it's something that you do, okay? Think of a professional athlete. They still train every day. They lift, they run, they stretch, they get treatment from their trainers, okay? They go into the batting cages, they're watching game film, okay? 98% of their fucking time is spent training and getting ready for game day. Okay. And yet when it comes to contractors, you guys, again, then I think the root of this is just the identity thing I talked about earlier. You don't see yourself that your number one job is a salesperson. Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Listen, guys, there's other attributes that I can speak to. These are the core ones. And as I share this with you, like I said, we've entered a recession. And now more than ever, the skills you've developed, pay attention here, the skills you've developed as a salesperson are about to be exposed. During the Great Recession that I referenced before, I watched the order takers crumble all around me. All right. And that is going to happen again in the coming months. And because here's the reality. All right. It has been easy, E-A-S-Y, easy to sell at high profits the past 6-8 years. It's been a fucking piece of cake. Money was flowing. The economy was strong. All right. Up until a couple of years ago, 18 months ago, whatever you want to call it. And fear was nowhere to be found. Okay. Well, the minute, you know, recession comes and inflation and all this other stuff, the average person who has that victim mentality, they shrink back. they go, oh, I'm not going to train. I'm not going to market my business and I'm not going to prospect because nobody wants to spend money and everyone's fearful and I'm just going to wait out the storm. All right. As my coach, Ben Newman, shared on one of our calls that we had him come in and do for our group, he used the example of the bison. Okay. Basically, I think it's a cow. When a big, huge storm comes through the plains, the cows will try to outrun the storm and they get devoured and a lot of them die. Where the bison, when they see the storm coming, they run into it. They're on the attack. They know that the fastest way out of this situation is through the storm. Okay. And most of your competitors right now, those order takers, and maybe you're one of them, you're about to crumble. And what you've developed, the skills you've developed, okay, the chops, whatever you want to call it, that you've developed as a salesperson are about to be exposed. Now, like I said, the tide is going out now. Are you, and this comes from an old Warren Buffett thing, okay? That, you know, everyone's fat and happy when the tide is in, but when the tide rolls out to sea, you see who's standing there naked, right? So I want to ask you right now, are you standing there naked when the tide goes out? Are you going to be naked right now? Or are you going to be in your scuba gear ready to dive deep and go, let's go, bitches? All right. During an economic contraction, which is what this is, okay, where people shrink back, pay attention again. You actually need to raise prices and avoid discounting in order to stay in business. Yet most of the quote order takers, they're going to be dropping their pants. And then if you're not prepared and trained and mentally ready for this for game day, you're going to feel the pressure to match their prices and play that game with them and roll around in the mud. And then you're all going to fucking go out of business. Okay. Your competition is going to cut prices because they don't understand that that's going to lead to shutting the business down. Okay, so selling at the right price is more crucial than ever, and it's going to require your skills to be evaluated and improved and all that other stuff. So let's go back to court and get out of here. You're on the stand. Can you make the case that you are, in fact, a true sales professional? Okay, meaning that you're guilty of having clear sales goals, like we talked about. You're guilty of identifying as a sales professional. Yet you're guilty of having a calendar of daily sales bacon-making activities, and that you are guilty of training consistently. And if it's not a resounding yes, I am guilty of all those things, then you have work to do. Okay? So, my friends, I appreciate you hanging with us here today. I also want to give you, I think the word's remiss. I don't know. I don't have much of an edumacation. All right? But it would be remiss of me to not give you an opportunity to get better. So if this piqued your interest in any way, shape, or form, I want to invite you to dip your toe into what real sales training for contractors looks like and join us for our next Coliseum night, okay? You know, where you get in there and you battle it out. You literally battle it out with another contractor or one of our coaches. If you battle it out with another contractor, then our coaches evaluate. We always evaluate. So you're always getting evaluated. You're getting coached live on the fly. If you just want to come in and listen and not unmute yourself, okay, guys, these are Zoom calls. We did our first one in July. We just added these to our repertoire. Okay. If you remember our old fight nights we used to do, it's similar to that, except one big change is we have several breakout rooms on Zoom that are led by other coaches and some of our top performing members in specific trades. All right. So like we had a whole room of GCs. And we had so many GC and remodeler guys, we got to have two or three rooms this next month coming up here because we had like 50, 60 guys in there or people that wanted to get better and role play specific scenarios that they face as a GC. And how do you use our, rapid results sales system and our Shinfu pre-qualification process and all that stuff, you know, in your specific trade? That's where we have the edge on everybody. And so if you want that trade specific coaching live with other high performing contractors, and some coaches that are living this stuff out and have done it and are doing it at a high level, making millions of dollars, then I invite you to go to our website, contractorfight.com. Now, bear with me here because we literally just launched a new version like yesterday. And I got to make sure my link is right here for you guys before I give it to you. I'll also have it in the show notes. It is under the events tab on our website. It says Coliseum Sales Training. Go to the contractorfight.com/Coliseum-sales-training. It's a monthly event that we do. So put yourself in there, get your salespeople signed up. If you want your gatekeeper who answers the phone to learn how to sell a little and pre-qualify and stuff, they can hop on there as well. If you have questions, just hit us up at help@contractorfight.com. My friends, I can't urge you enough. I'm serious here. Okay. Can't urge you enough to take this role as a salesperson seriously. Far too many of you think this is fucking optional. You think this is a game. You think like, I'm different. I'm special. You don't know my industry. You don't know my customers. You don't know this. You don't know that. All right. Time and time and time and time again, when somebody's finally ready to plant their flag and make this a strength of theirs, it changes their family tree. Hear me again. It changes their family tree. You know, Tim, one of our sales coaches, Tim Catroni, I was talking to him literally yesterday on the phone, tangent time. And we were talking about how valuable this has been to people about just capturing their time back and not wasting time, you know, on the weekends or nights or dinner time, missing dinner, being late for this or that, you know, because they're at a bid that never goes anywhere, or they go to a bid, they miss their kid's ball game or whatever, event or dinner. And then they come home and then they spend hours typing shit up just to hear, oh, you're too expensive, or, you know, that's way more than our budget, or you don't really know what their real motive is and all this other stuff. And now they're in witness protection program and you've added them to your list of follow-up calls of 643 people you have to make every Friday. Okay. And then grovel for work and go, oh, please hire me and all that other bullshit. Nothing annoys me more than that. All right. And what Tim said to me, we were talking about the power. We were just talking about some of our members and how their lives have changed. And Tim was telling me about a conversation he had with a guy. And this really moved the needle. And I'm going to share it here with you. One of the things we talked about all the time here in the Contractor Fight is you got to stop stealing from your family. Okay. You steal time, you steal memories, you steal money because you don't have your shit together. Okay. And I'm speaking from experience, guys. All right. I've walked this road. I've walked this path and it's dark. It's lonely. It fucking sucks. All right. And Tim was on the phone with a guy and he said to him, you know, because the guy was basically talking about how he's working in the field like 35, 40, 45 hours a week. And he's working another 20 to 30 hours a week trying to sell jobs, type up bids and all this other shit. And Tim basically said, dude, if you don't get your head out of your ass on this and take control of your sales process, another man's going to be raising your kids. Because you ain't ever around and they don't fucking know you. And we see this all the time. You guys are probably thinking I'm full of shit right now, but I can't tell you how many people, how many couples, okay, have problems that stem from money, right? And then you add on the fact that you're never around, you're not present. When you are, you're stressed, you're checking your messages, you're sending a text to a customer who's got a question, all this other stuff that sucks your time away. And I'm telling you, the negative compound effect of that shit is one day you're going to be signing divorce papers and your wife's going to marry some other cat, all right? And he's going to be raising your fucking kids every other weekend. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. All right. We get dozens of messages from people, dozens of messages about how we have saved marriages. I opened up Mile High Profit Summit September of 2021 last year. We're getting ready for this year in 2022. And I opened it up in my first talk and I basically told the group, there were about 300 or so contractors in the room. I said, I could give a shit about your business. I don't fucking care about your business. I care about you, your relationships, your marriage, your kids, the example that they see. Okay. I care about your health, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health. Okay. You can always start another fucking business, you guys. And this is what drives us here in the fight. I'm going to share one more thing with you. I didn't plan on sharing because I'm just psycho like that. And if you've been listening to the show, you know, I go off on these tangents, but I think this is important. I've been doing a lot of structural things in the company, some higher level decisions. I moved over to the founder role and appointed a CEO of the company recently and some things like that. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot over the past few months is going, what's our brand promise? Okay. And if you don't know what that is, every business should have one. And it can't be quality. Oh, we do quality work. Fuck you. Everybody does quality work. And you know what I mean by that. Everyone says they do. And so I wrestled with this, meaning when somebody decides to be a member of our programs, what is the promise that they will get? Okay. Hopefully this makes sense. And what I came on when I looked at the history, I looked at how our coaches show up. I look at some of the things that we do that I believe and I know are next level in the coaching world. Our number one brand promise here in the Contractor Fight, you guys, is fanatical attention. Meaning when you're a member of our programs, this is the promise we make to you. Fanatical attention to help you with your issues and help you reach your goals. Okay. What that looks like is you can reach out to myself occasionally, depending on scheduling, and our team of coaches that are kick-ass at this stuff. Okay. It's not just a webinar and then you go off on your own like so many other coaching programs are. So many other coaching programs, there's a fucking webinar with 300 people on them. You're paying, you know, $400, $500, $600 a month or whatever it might be. You don't get to ask any questions. There's no engagement in the Facebook group or in the member site or anything. In fact, they don't even have member sites with resources and videos and trainings and worksheets and scripts and all those other things. All right. And I said to the team, I said, if somebody is not successful as a member of the Contractor Fight programs, whatever program it is, it ain't going to fucking be our fault. So we're going to bend over backwards to support you guys. That is our brand promise. All right. I have an example here. The other day, I got a text from somebody who's in our group. He says, hey, I need some quick, hey, Tom, I need quick coaching for a big project if you have a minute. If not, I totally understand. This is somebody who went through one of our sales workshops, him and his whole team. We went to his location and coached his team for a couple of days and stuff. All right. He sent that at 11:51 a.m. At 11:52 a.m., I texted, call me. And if you get our newsletter, okay, we have a snail mail hard copy newsletter that goes out. There's a screenshot of it in there. So I'm not full of shit. Okay. 11:52 a.m., I said, call me. We got on the phone for about 20 minutes. I walked him through some scenarios, how he would handle some things. Basically, he had a $60,000 job. And because of inflation and the people waited a year to do the job and all the shit. And then they added some other things to, it was a master bathroom project. It was now $120,000 project. And he's like, I don't know how to do this. Okay. At 1:23 PM. So less than 2 hours later, he texted me back. He said, close the deal at 110 and they removed a couple line items. Thank you, Tom. And I replied, fucking beast. Guys, that's fanatical attention. That's what you get when you're part of the Contractor Fight family. All right. And I normally don't go on rants like this, but you know what? When you got it, you got to fucking tell the world. When you're doing certain, and this applies to you guys too. Whatever that brand promises, you know, one of my past companies, you know, our brand promise was nobody, I'm going to butcher it here because it's been so long ago, but basically it was, you will never deal with all the surrounding bullshit you do from other contractors. Okay. And there's a lot of that stuff, communication, cleanup, you know, wondering what's happened next, you know, daily, you know, this and that, upsells and surprise bills at the end of the job. And we built our whole fucking brand promise around all the pain that people have with contractors. And I'm sharing this with you guys as an example. There's some other big shifts and big changes that have literally happened this week here in the Contractor Fight that we'll be rolling out shortly as lessons for you of how to handle things in your business. All right. But my hope here is that you guys take some of the things I've shared here today, take them to heart. All right. You have what it takes. It's so easy to succeed once you make the decision to own your shit, be humble, implement the shit that's working, implement the things that you're taught. And when you surround yourself with other like-minded people, that's probably the biggest factor of success right there. So my friends, I appreciate you. Okay. Go to thecontractorfight.com/coliseum-sales-training. If you want to jump on our next Coliseum night, hopefully I'll see a lot of you guys and gals, I'm such a fucking idiot. Hopefully I see a lot of you people, human beings, in Denver at Mile High, September, whatever the hell it is, 14th through the 16th at Westminster, Colorado. I'm super excited to go and hang there with everybody. And my friends, you guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.